Let me read to you some verses from a lovely old hymn that is a favourite of many in our congregation. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious measure sung by flaming tongues above. O the vast, the boundless treasure of my Lord's unchanging love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. O to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. That old hymn was written by an individual called Robert Robinson. And what poignant words they are. But whenever Robert Robinson had written that hymn, a good number of years later, he was travelling in a carriage. And in that carriage, there was a lady who was a Christian, and she was reading a book. Nobody was talking, everybody was minding their own business. And all of a sudden, this lady spoke up and she addressed the people in the carriage, and she says, would it be okay if I read some words of a poem that I found in this Christian book that I'm reading? And she began to read the words of this hymn, come thou fount of every blessing. Everybody listened. And then whenever she got to the last words of the last verse, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love, here's my heart, O take and seal it from thy courts above. One of the men in the carriage broke down and wept, Robert Robinson. She didn't know him. She was somewhat embarrassed and troubled by that. And whenever she found him alone a little bit later on, she spoke to him and she said, sir, I didn't mean to cause any offence. Maybe I was brash and too forward, and I'm sorry if I invaded your privacy, if you like. He says, no, you don't understand. I'm Robert Robinson. Those words that you read were the words of a hymn that I myself wrote. And oh to God that I was in the place with the Lord today that I was whenever I wrote those words. You see, Robert Robinson had grown cold at heart, backslidden, and got away from the Lord. And in a sense, he was a prophet of his own fate. He was prone to wander and prone to leave the God I love. Maybe I speak to somebody today and you're listening in this devotional, and that's been your experience as well. You've wandered. You've drifted. You've got away from the Lord that you once loved. You're like that church in Revelation. You have left your first love. Oh, you mightn't have gone to the dirty side of the broad road, if you like. You mightn't have sunk deep down in the vices and sins of this world, but you know in your heart that the coldness has come in, and you've somewhat wandered. No longer do you take joy in seeking the face of God. No longer is it a thrill for you to read the Bible. There's a coldness about worship. There's not the same desire for God's house that there once was. Maybe there's a coldness in witnessing. And you know in your heart that you're not in the place with God today that you were maybe last year or 10 years ago. Could it be that in these days God has been speaking to you, challenging your heart about getting right with Him and coming back to the Lord? And you could re-echo the words even of that first verse. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Entreat the Lord to come and to tune your heart, to revive your heart, to quicken your heart, to warm your heart, to cleanse your heart from all sin. To pray like David, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. May you come back to the Lord if you've wandered, if you've got away. He stands with open arms like the prodigal's father. He'll only be too happy, too pleased to see you coming home. God bless you. Thank you for listening.